The Good Day program at 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Heather Bachman joins us in this hour. We still are missing two important characters. Those of you who are new to the program, you'll get used to after this week of vacancy. Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden join us every morning. Roberta is the Queen of Cheap. There are a lot of great ways for you to save. You check it out, the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffen.com every day. And when she's here, she updates us with great ways to save, freebies, discounts, all that good stuff. A lot of great shopping coupons are there, so you might avail yourself of that. Go to DougSteffen, STEPHAN.com, and visit the Queen of Cheap box. Right next to it, there is info from our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, as well, eating where you go to find the right foods. He's the man in the know. You see him on television, the Today Show, The View, Good Morning America. He's got his own series running on PBS. Very informative. It's kind of cool stuff. So Heather and Jennifer are here to help me through the day, help you through the day. I wanted to say hello, another a shot or two.
A shout-out, yeah, is what the cool people say.
Right, exactly. Newest members of our growing list of Good Day stations include WONW AM 1280 in Defiance, Ohio. So here's the deal. It's taken us a day or so to get you and us warmed up. What we would like to hear in terms of understanding what this area is all about, shall we say, easy for me to talk about this area because I went to school in Heidelberg, for those of you who are in Defiance. I spent a lot of time in Tiffin. Now I'm on the board.
I'm in denial, actually.
Are you really? You can be if you'd like to. I'm in Defiance and you're in denial. The station is WONW AM 1280. So what I'd like to have you do right now, those of you who are listening in Defiance, we'll give you a swell prize. The first person that gets on board here at 800-510-8255 and tells us a little about the town. What do people around the country not know about this neat community, which is nestled in the northwest corner of Ohio? Population about 17,000-18,000. It's southwest of Toledo, Heather, and 45 miles east of Fort Wayne. I want to say hi to the ops guy, Rick Small, who has considered lots of things in his attempt to do the right thing in the morning there and decided this made good sense. Fort Defiance was built by General Anthony Wayne, known as Mad Anthony.
Mad Anthony.
He was angry.
During the Indian Wars, the economy there based on manufacturing. The largest employer is General Motors. They have a powertrain division, i.e. transmissions and that sort of thing. They produce cylinder blocks as well, cylinder heads, crankshafts for a lot of the GM cars. And let's see here. Next week, it looks like, or is the 12th is a week from Saturday, the men, women, and children head shaving event to raise funds for childhood cancer research. I want to know who's going to do that.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
Do they donate their hair?
Yeah, apparently. They probably have people. I don't know. Actually, it could be any number of things, right?
Because I think that's one of the coolest things you can do if you have long hair and you're going to chop it off to donate it to people with cancer. That's awesome.
I remember. It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Tony had, in her first bout with chemo back in the 90s, my former wife, for those of you who are not familiar with me telling stories about Tony, who passed away last fall, she had 20 years of stage 4 breast cancer. And during the time of that, my son Brendan shaved his head and kept it. As long as his mother didn't have any hair, he didn't either.
Oh,
and when her hair started
cool.
growing back in, his hair, he let his hair grow back in.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, but I think that's the kind of thing that we're talking about here. So anybody who knows some more about this head-shaving event next Saturday to raise funds for childhood cancer research, help yourself to 800-510-8255. And does it go on only there, or is this a national event? Because I must honestly admit I don't know whether this is a local thing or a national thing. My guess is it's a local thing. But I would like to know a little bit more about it. Those of you who have participated or who would like to participate, share with us. Maybe you get some people to pledge money, because maybe some of this is you get money for cutting off. Let's say you have my niece. Last Friday, I saw her for the first time in a couple of weeks. She had all her hair cut off, and she waited till it got long enough so she could cut 9 inches off of it, because
right.
That's what's required if you're going to use your hair for some kind of human wig, right? Mm-hmm. What do you know about that, Jennifer?
Yeah, you have to have 9 or 10 inches in your... I don't think your hair can be colored. I think it has to be just regular, natural. Good hair.
Is that so?
Yeah. And then you cut it in a special way. They put it in a ponytail, snip it off, and you can donate it.
So do you have you ever done that? Your hair is almost long enough, Jennifer, for that.
It is. It's not naturally colored, though.
Oh!
I mean, it's only highlighted. It's not fully dyed, but I think that counts, actually.
All right, so Heather, would your hair fit in?
Or not? It's not long enough.
It's not long enough.
It's not long enough.
But is it that? Is that your real color?
I'm sorry, we have a bad connection.
What is
that? No, mine is highlighted as well. Yeah. I cheat.
Okay, that's all right. Listen, what's wrong with that?
It's not a full cheat, just a little cheat.
Just a half a cheat.
Let's see, what else do we know about Defiance? Let's see here. Defiance resident Roger Gardner named Marine of the Year for the 10,000-member Central Division Marine Corps League, which covers the states of Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Kentucky. We ought to try to find him, Heather. I'd like to know more about that. The Defiance High School Band presenting the 26th annual SUSE concert at 3 o'clock this coming Sunday in the Defiance Community Auditorium. So those of you who are down in Louisiana looking for something to do this weekend, get on a plane, fly to Toledo, go down to Defiance, and enjoy the band. All right? I do. I want to meet Roger Gardner. If Roger's listening, somebody knows him, have him call us at 800-510-8255. So that's the story of Defiance. We have Paducah, Kentucky also in our sights. So we'll talk about
them
in a moment.
Another good name.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. It's really this simple. There's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
Yeah, they're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
800-510-8255 on Good Day. You can follow us on Pinterest. That's the latest way of getting... Rich got me into that. It's pretty easy to get to Twitter, @Good Day, and also on to Facebook.com/Good Day Show. How do you engage? It's not a professional site like LinkedIn. So how do you engage with Pinterest? I must admit to not knowing.
Pinterest is pretty cool. The whole concept of it is it kind of takes a, let's say, snapshot or a placeholder for various places that you visit on the internet. So say you go to a page and you see this picture of a living room and you love the style of it. You can kind of capture that and pin it to your board, in essence.
It's like an online bulletin board. If you see a recipe that you want to try, you can file that in a recipe section. If you see,
right, so I promise I will only ask this question probably four or five times before I get it. All right?
Yeah.
That's it. Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on Good Day. Another one of our new stations in Paducah, Kentucky. Let's see, WDXR is AM 1450. Station first went on the air in 1957. Hi to Greg Dunker and all the staff at WDXR. For those of you who are Paducans, is that how you would refer to somebody from Paducah? It would be a Paducah. Right?
Yeah, a Paducah.
A Paducah. The Tennessee River and the Ohio River sort of come together halfway between St. Louis and Nashville. Let's see, St. Louis is to the west, Nashville is to the east.
Hopefully you're not St. Louis Blues fans if you're in Paducah. Because they got murdered by the Kings last night.
I was having dinner last night in Manhattan Beach. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking out the window, and some guy walks by. This is California, Manhattan Beach, California. Guy walks by with a Bruins shirt on.
Good man.
No counting. Good team. You should have a Kings shirt on. Hello, we're doing well.
Right.
Never happens.
So the population of Paducah is 25,000. Town incorporated in 1830. This is one of those towns that is greatly affected by the waterways, obviously. And the river system is very important to their success. There are foundries there. Used to make rail and locomotive components. And the rail industry, interesting how it would work with the river industry. National Register of Historic Places, 20 blocks of downtown Paducah are on the registry. There are, let's see here, Paducah and Chillicothe, Missouri are the only two cities named in the song Hooray for Hollywood. I don't know where we came up with that.
I don't know either.
In 1950, the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission selected Paducah as the site for a new uranium enrichment plant. Construction operations were taken care of in the early 1950s. Let's see here. Paducah, the birthplace of Charles Atkins, known as Speedy, whose mummified body was on display at a local funeral home from 1928 to 1994.
Wow.
All right. Let's see here. Who else? Callie Curry won an Oscar for her screenplay, Thelma and Louise. She lived in Paducah for most of her childhood. And Boots Randolph. How many people remember Boots Randolph, the sax player? Better remember him? A little moldy, oldie, but anyway, he came from Paducah as well. All right, so here's what we're doing. For those who are listening in Paducah for the first time, 800-510-8255. Call that for a swell prize. First person on the air to talk more about Paducah. Help yourself. Same thing for Defiance during the course of the day today. We'll get to you as we can. 800-510-8255 as we celebrate Paducah, Kentucky, Defiance, Ohio on the Good Day program. Also, we're going to celebrate, this is the person of the day is Andrew Basiaggio. And I'll tell you why in a few minutes, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like Cintas for fire protection.
Now, Cintas is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. Cintas provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does Cintas compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, Cintas ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in Cintas for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
with the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
From The Voice last night, Tony Luca opened up the program with "How Do You Like Me Now?" All right, crank that up, Michael. Normally Heather watches.
I am the voice of The Voice.
But she doesn't have a life. She has children. Go to bed, watch The Voice. Or do you watch this with your children?
No, well, my son is usually still up for a little bit, part of it.
Well, your daughter's in bed.
Oh, long gone.
All right, so the coaches enjoyed the performance. Did you?
Oh, I thought Tony's performance was outstanding, much like last week. He had a great performance as well. This was very Robert Palmer-ish, real slick, awesome moves. He was an all-around great performer at this. Loved it.
All right, so Tony gets a thumbs up from everybody.
Thumbs up.
All right, next up is Aaron Ouellette's song called "Without You."
Very emotional performance.
Yeah, coaches seem to like it. Why'd you like it? Or did you?
She was, it was a slow start, and then she just has so much power. You can hear that. Just, woof, she can belt them out. Power behind that. Extremely emotional performance for her. She was very, very overcome. And I think that you felt that. She captured the coaches and the crowd with that.
I don't sense or feel anything special about this, but I wasn't in the moment. I think sometimes you have to have these things.
I kind of like it.
Out like this. That's okay. I don't know this song. Who originally did this song?
I can't remember. Oh, it sounds so familiar.
It's a current song.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so the coaches liked it. Basically speaking, another good showing. Chris Mann up next goes operatic.
He is an operatic singer, so he kind of brought it back to his roots with this, which was pretty bold.
He's got a great voice. I'm kind of over him, though. He's adorable, but I'm ready for
over him.
I don't know.
Because this is what he does, and he does it well.
Yeah. So is he not suited to be a pop star? Is The Voice all about pop stars?
Yes.
Yeah. That's just a little out of that realm.
But beautiful. I mean, listen to this, please.
Yeah. I can see it.
And he's attractive.
See, that's what I mean. Can't hold a candle to our own Doug Stephan.
All right, so the judges like Chris Mann.
He's the fourth tenor.
Yeah. I'm a baritone, thank you. Jamar Rogers sings "If You Don't Know Me By Now."
Gave a really cool twist to a great song, I thought. I really enjoyed his performance. Again, he is a crowd favorite. The unsung hero here. He's just such an inspiration.
Is there anybody who gave a bad performance? I'm looking through
Not
all these
really. Last night was...
You're at the end now, so everybody needs to be good.
Yeah.
This is semifinals.
So
we're
who
going
wins,
into
though? I mean, how does this show end?
Well, tonight
next
we will.
Next week, right?
Yeah, tonight we will have the final round of eliminations for the semifinals, and we'll move on next week to the finals. So we're now getting down to it. Last night was the first time that we had
performances.
Yeah, but
what does the finals mean? Who wins? Is it the team that wins, or is
it
individual?
No, it will.
No, one person.
One voice.
So all of these people to eliminate between now and next week?
Yes, tonight we will get down. We're at 8. Tonight we'll drop down to 4. So basically we'll be eliminating one from each team to end up with 4. And we will find out the final
voice. Are you voting?
Of course.
Is that how this, you pick up the phone and you just like Ryan Seacrest, call this number for...
Well, America saves. America can save. So you can cast your vote as well as then the coaches come in and they do their elimination and pick too.
All right. So it's more up to the coaches here than it might be the judges on American Idol.
They have more say than on American Idol, yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right. The Voice featured here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary, you love here. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
I hit them. Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, it can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever. Camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello to all of you. Connect with us at 800-510-8255. Jennifer Horn and Heather Bachman are here as part of the Good Day gang. Jennifer has a big television report up and coming in a few minutes. No dumpster diver today because Roberta won't be back. I think she's gone all week, isn't she?
I heard just through Tuesday, but you never know with Roberta. She's in and out, you know.
Yeah, in and out. Richie, I think, is back tomorrow for one day, and then he's going... Yes. To where Roberta
again.
Has been. Isn't there two weekends when it
Jazz
comes to
Fest.
Jazz Fest?
Yeah, Roberta and Rich, yeah, they go to Jazz Fest. It's two weekends in a row with different acts each weekend. So right. I guess they couldn't agree because Roberta has to go for Bruce and Rich goes for whoever he goes for. And there you go.
Good for them. All right, it's time for a few names in the news. Actually, first, though, let's say hi to Suzanne Bridge, who is one of our Facebook friends. And Heather, you've been following. We have a lot of people who are new, and again, I underscore this for those who are new. We have a number of ways of being in touch. Phone, 800-510-8255. We're hearing from some people in Defiance and Paducah on, they've already found us on facebook.com/goodday show, so that's cool. We have Twitter at DougSteffen.com. Doug@DougSteffen.com, Heather@DougSteffen.com, Jennifer@DougSteffen.com. So help yourself to all of that. So what does Suzanne Bridge have to say for herself?
Oh, she's so sweet calling, calling. She's Facebooking us from Brooklyn College in Brooklyn, New York, saying she wakes up every morning with the Doug and Company show, and she says that it is the best thing going on the air.
It's very interesting how more and more people are finding, this is originally obviously a radio program, but now it's a program that's heard like so many others all over the place. Not only can you download it at DougSteffen.com, but you can find us. There are all kinds of apps that you can listen to various radio products on. You can listen anytime you want to. That's the convenience, the wonder of the new media. And as I was saying the other day, I don't think either of you were here the other day when I was talking about the new cars. The model, the 2013 models, will for the most part no longer have CD players in them.
Right.
Nobody is listening to CDs. Instead, they will have a plug in them into which you can put your smartphone or whatever device. You got an iPad and you want to listen to, let's say, this program. You just go to the website. And you listen to the audio, you plug it in, you listen to your car.
Web radios, yeah.
That's so cool.
Right, if it doesn't happen to be on. It's much better to listen on the radio station in the community where you are, but if it's not in your community, or let's say they carry 2 or 3 hours of it and you want to listen to the rest of it, you can do it that way.
It's cool to have choices. I do love having just traditional radio, though, where you listen to it like it should be heard, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a good plug. Thank you, Jennifer.
I know. No, but I'm kind of old school when it comes to that. I still read newspapers. I think, you know, it's just in its true form, it's fun.
Our friends in Defiance, WONW, welcome, WDXR in Paducah High, 800-510-8255. The person of the day today is Andrew Basiago, B-A-S-I-A-G-O. He's an attorney in Seattle. He has been claiming that from the time he was 7 to when he was 12, he participated in Project Pegasus.
Hmm.
Project Pegasus was a secret U.S. government program that he says worked on teleportation and time travel
cool.
under the Defense Department. They trained children, so he says, so they could test the mental and physical effects of time travel.
Wormholes.
This is a story posted at DougSteffen.com today from the Huffington Post, or some people call it the HuffPo. I think that's what the president said the other night. Isn't that how, what he called the HuffPo? HuffPo.
Is that the cool new term, the HuffPo?
Yeah, right, exactly. So children and adults, but the children had an advantage over the adults in terms of adapting to the strain of moving between past, present, and future. A lot of people are obviously taking a shot at this. There are scientists who say time travel is impossible because nothing moves faster than the speed of light. A story in yesterday's L.A. Times suggesting that Mr. Basiago, is that B-A-S-I-A? That's how you pronounce it, yeah.
Yeah, sounds like cheese.
However, there is support from a lawyer named Alfred Weibre, who specializes in exopolitics, the political implications surrounding extraterrestrial presence on Earth is something that governments don't want you to know about. This is pretty much the way it's been for...
Since, like, what, Hangar 51?
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. Since Roswell, the Defense Department doesn't want people to know, the government doesn't want people to know. What is going on, according to some, is that this means of transportation is being used for goods and services being moved in onto our planet from faraway distances. It's an inexpensive, environmentally friendly means of transportation. The Defense Department has been using it for 40 years.
Whoa.
Maybe the Secret Service should try it. Oh, just an idea.
He said, Basiago said he experienced 8 different time travel technologies during his stint in the program. He said mostly his travel involved a teleporter based on technical papers supposedly found in pioneering mechanical engineer Nikola Tesla's New York City apartment. Everybody know about Tesla? He was one of the first noted in this field. The machine consisted of 2 gray elliptical booms about 8 feet tall, separated by a 10-foot wall. And let's see here. They used what they call radiant energy broadcast around the room. And apparently this energy is latent and pervasive in the entire universe. The properties that bend time and space. It's kind of like beam me up, Scotty.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Makes your brain hurt, but fun.
So the story is at DougSteffen.com. He is an attorney. He claims a secret government project brought him into and out of time, current time. What, can you imagine? Think about it for a second. And then think about where you might like to... I wouldn't want to go forward because you wouldn't know what you were going to experience.
Well, I'd want to go back.
Yeah, isn't the idea of time travel the speculation that if we find wormholes, we would only be able to go back in time?
But time is, in a sense...
But it's not linear.
Yeah, it's almost irrelevant.
According to wormholes.
But think about it. In terms of our existence, we are, if we live 100 years, we think that's a long life. And yet you look at the history of the planet, never
it's
mind the universe, the
yeah.
planet, 4.5 billion years old. And according to some scientists, it has another 4.5 or 5 billion years worth of power, if you will, to if we don't screw it up ourselves in one way or another. But it's just, we're out. I was talking to somebody about this last night. My philosophy about how there, you know, there's no beginning, there's no end, and how if you don't believe in some deity, it seems incongruent. I'm not a believer in religion per se, but I certainly believe in a deity and believe in the force or the power or infinite intelligence, whatever it is. And you get into things like this that we, I mean, think about how we handle most things in our lives. Think about how we deal with things that we don't understand. We either ignore them or we deny them or we try to discount them, right? Isn't that the way you handle
things?
That's true. That you don't understand?
Many, yes.
Yeah.
You poo-poo them.
Right. You attack somebody's credibility. Like this guy's being attacked.
Oh, I'm sure.
Being absolutely smeared from science. Who's to say that what he is saying isn't true? Science disproves itself all the time. Remember, you studied history in the 16th, 17th, actually it goes back to the 14th century, when doctors, medical practitioners, used to use bugs to sap the blood out of your system so
or
that you'd get better.
Or drill a hole in your head.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah, the headache, drill a hole in your head.
Or people just cut their veins, let the blood bleed out, supposedly curing whatever ailed you because it was in the blood. Right. Think about that. And that was science then.
Right.
So who is so arrogant as to think that under the circumstances, these things are not possible? I think there's a great deal of possibility.
I love
it. I think it's
one
to think about.
Yeah, quantum physics and just the whole thought of it. It's just really interesting. Anything expansive that expands your mind. I love it.
Right. Okay, so where would you go back? If you could go back, what day or time period would you go back?
Well, I have a bunch of them. I'd like to go back and sing in a jazz club in like the 1920s, 30s, in between there. Love the outfits. you know, it's all about the style. And I also, I'd like to go back and meet Rumi.
Who's Rumi?
That Rumi, oh my gosh, he was an amazing poet and philosopher back in like in Turkey, I believe, in the...
Yeah, Jay Kumar
like
quotes
around.
Him a lot.
Oh,
Dr.
he's amazing.
Jay.
Such a beautiful spirit, truly beautiful spirit. So there's a lot of places I'd go, but definitely I'd have to look at what the wardrobe is in each place and you know, specifics.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I like
important.
The 20s, too.
And hats. Hats are even better. Love
it. Dougie, where would you go?
Yeah,
He's a flapper.
He'd be a flapper, for sure.
I would. I like to go back to the late 40s, the early 50s, when this country was really finding its own way. That time, or perhaps to the time when the country was founded.
Was forming. I think that'd be cool, too.
A freshness to that, yeah. David's in San Francisco. Hi, David. Welcome to Good Day.
Yeah, hi, Doug, and your guest. You know, it crosses my mind that this gets into an unprovable budget. And if you think about it, I learned this, first of all, regarding string theory. And string theory is sort of a counterpose to Einstein's theory on relativity. And where Einstein's relativity theory has been fairly well proven over the course of time, even back into the 1920s, they were able to prove relativity. But string theory is something that's very unprovable, yet the Star Wars program has been based upon string theory. And so you get into a series of physics arguments which can barely be recognized by all of the king's horses and all the king's men. But you dump a bunch of billions of dollars into something that is theoretical, that's debatable theoretically, but then you get into top secrecy piled onto that. That's where Star Wars is. And so, you know, that's why the scientists are so furious about Star Wars, because not only is it unprovable, but it's also top secret. So the taxpayers can never find out how the money is being spent. So now you start getting into time travel and a top secret budget for 40 years. You know, the day before 9/11, I believe it was Rumsfeld, gave a speech, and he said that $2.5 trillion was missing from the military budget, and nobody could figure it out. Well, this sounds like that sort of angle of it.
There's a whole. It's interesting talking about synchronicity. I was reading a report yesterday in a magazine about all the money that can't be accounted for in the budget, and that's the biggest area right there. That exact area you're talking about, something to delve into later on. David, thank you for adding your thoughts to the conversation. 800-510-8255. Just got a tweet from somebody. Well, what about us? How come you're not talking about us? Because they're talking about Defiance and Paducah, et cetera, et cetera. So, okay, who do I say hello to? How about I start with Akron? Hello, Akron. Hello, Charleston. Hello, Gainesville. Hello, Monterey. Hello, Syracuse. Hello, Albany.
We should do a city of the week. That would be kind of fun.
You're right. Well, we have to get out of the way, though, for a moment, as we have a couple of important announcements, Jennifer, and then a big...
Because it's a big TV report
a
today.
Big television report coming right up in 60
I'm
seconds
excited.
Here on Good Day.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
All right, Jennifer Horn is here with an update on what's on television tonight, some of the stories behind the story. Ryan O'Neill was supposed to be on the Today Show, but apparently is really having a problem with his prostate cancer. Did you?
Yeah, I heard he called out sick for that, so yeah. Hold a good thought for him, because that's hard stuff to deal with.
All right, so what else do we have that's hot?
Didn't mean that. No pun intended. There. All right. Star Jones in the news today. She has been all over Twitter. She's taken to Twitter because she's very upset with reality shows, including Basketball Wives, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop. She tweeted, "It may be comfortable to be quiet when women of color slap the crap out of each other and run across tables barefoot, but enough is enough." She's asking all of the high-profile people to conscientious sisters to stand for something. And so she started this new campaign, Enough is Enough, to end this portrayal of black women on reality TV, which I think is pretty positive.
Is
I mean, forget black women, all women on TV are crazy with
what shows would be examples
she's
of that?
She specifically mentioned Basketball Wives on VH1, The Real Housewives Housewives of Atlanta.
They slap each other around?
Oh, yeah. They get into fights all the time.
Really?
Love and Hip Hop.
What time are these shows on?
Stop it. Somebody who doesn't slap anybody around is Betty White. We love Betty. We're a fan. We're a fan. She's 90 years old. She's got another job. She was just booked on Lifetime's massage parlor based show, The Client List, shall we say. She's going to be on the finale of the show June 10th. She'll portray the wife of one of Jennifer Love Hewitt's clients. Yeah, lots of fun. Will Ferrell will be returning to Saturday Night Live. He'll be hosting the show on May 12th. No word on whether he'll be doing any of his old favorites like George W. Bush. His musical guest will be Usher. Bad news for Best Friends Forever on NBC. After only 4 episodes, NBC has pulled BFFs. They might re-air it during the summer. It was a really cute show, though. I'm sad it didn't get any traction.
What's the name of the show?
It's called Best Friends Forever.
What night was that on?
BFF. It was on Tuesdays, I want to say.
How does anybody actually, with all the stuff that's on, you wonder how any program gets an audience. There's so many choices. It's so hard. And there are really good products around.
Yeah, this was a really cute show. If you didn't hear about it, it was Lennon Parham and Jessica St. Clair. And they're real-life actresses who wrote this show based on their own life experiences. And they started it, too. Yeah, so it was kind of fun.
I had no idea.
All right, Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, Doug Steffen at 51 After on Good Day.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Now 53 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. For those of you who are dating, and that includes a large segment of the population, we offer tips every week at this time. For those of you on both sides of this adventure, your profile doctor is Steve Penner. He's got a website, yourprofiledoctor.com, which is a very interesting place for you to go to sort of check out all of these things. In a moment, we're going to talk about how aggressive you ought to be with your online profile. Steve Penner joins us in just a moment here on Good Day.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on a gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Steve Penner is here from yourprofiledoctor.com. So what advice do you have? And I wonder if it's different for men than women, Steve, when it comes to being forthright or, I don't know if the term is aggressive.
Well, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to dating, dating is the one field that women always are a little more traditional in terms of being the aggressor, in terms of asking someone out. You know, and online dating, I'm really talking about when people are communicate, reaching out, when you're matched up with somebody, when the computer matches you up, whether it's Match.com or eHarmony.com, computer matches you up, who should make the first contact of the other person saying you're interested. And I strongly advise, and I've worked with many, many women, the women who do the best on online dating are the women who make the first contact, who do not sit back and wait for the men to contact them.
So okay. Let's go through that. Give us an example.
Sure.
So it's being aggressive going out and looking. Women should be more aggressive in identifying the men they're interested in and contacting them. Is that what you're saying?
And sending them an email or saying something like, "Oh, I really enjoyed your profile. You have such a great smile, and I see you like to ski. I like to ski too." Making that initial contact. When I tell that to women, and I'm talking about professional women, lawyers and doctors and business women, and they say, "Oh, I can't do that." They still say that, you know, "I can't do that. I can't be the aggressor. I'd rather wait for the man to contact me." And a lot of the men really prefer the woman to contact them first. And those women that I can convince to reach out to the men and say, "Hey, I liked your profile. Let's chat."
Does it happen less frequently if you don't have a picture on both sides?
If you don't have a picture. I mean, any woman has to post a picture.
What about men?
Close. I mean, men do too. Everyone should post a picture, because the assumption is always that if you don't post a picture, you're
well, isn't that just it? The assumption is, not knowing anything more about it than that, I'm wondering also as to whether or not the pictures are they today's picture? Are they 10 years ago?
No, you've got to post modern today's pictures. And men can tell if, you know, digital pictures are just in the last few years. So if you post a picture, especially that wasn't a digital picture, you know, men will know and men will figure, well, gee, she gained 100 pounds since that picture was taken.
Yeah. And can we also talk, let's talk a little about the men, though, because I will never, ever, ever pay any attention or take seriously a man who takes a picture of himself with his naked shirt in a mirror where I can see his cell phone.
Sure.
You know what picture I'm talking about.
Yes.
That's
and I
disgusting.
Tell, believe me, I tell all of my clients, pay more attention to the pictures. I mean, I have one guy who went out and just yesterday had a photographer, you know, follow him around for the day and take. It cost a little extra money, but the photographer was a friend of his. So follow him around for the day and take pictures of him in the office, on the golf course, at the beach, that type
of
thing.
Steve Penner, your profiledoctor.com. Check it out.
Introducing.